This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
And thank you to our special sponsors, Iris Software, iris.co.uk. Martin, you saw a great video just recently from Iris, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I think people don't understand about Iris is they were ahead of the game for MTD Phase 1 because they were the first software vendor to be listed as approved by the HMRC for MTD filing. And guess what? They're fully prepared for the next. So they've got an MTD webinar on demand that you can catch up with at any time. Rob, where do they go to see this?
It's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. That stands for Making Tax Digital for our international listeners. And there's some great stuff there that you need to know to guide you through the whole Making Tax Digital initiative. So iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. Right, Martin?
That's right. So wherever you are in your journey, Iris know that they have the knowledge and tools to help you in the next steps. That's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar.
Welcome to our special guest interview for this week, and I'm delighted to have with me today Henry Wadilla from Novus. Good day, Henry.
Hi, Rob. Good to see you.
Lovely to have you with us. Henry, for people that haven't come across you, just give us your job title, your areas of expertise in 60 seconds.
Okay, 60 seconds, no problem. So I'm a managing director of a business called Novus Business Connections. So we're a high-level telemarketing team that book appointments for mainly professional firms and almost within that exclusively accounting firms. So we're lucky enough to work with a number of the top 10, top 50 and some regional firms as well. And we help them grow their practice through qualified new business opportunities.
And why would an accounting firm need to come to a company like yours?
Accountants are fantastic at being accountants, but what is, I think, quite clear is maybe their sales expertise and the ability to go out cold is slightly lacking. And that's not offensive to accountants because I can't do accounts myself. So everyone's got their expertise. And that's what we sit in the market, is to get qualified, genuine opportunities on a regular basis rather than bottom of a to-do list and not be complacent with what they've got. That's where we fit in.
And what are the warning signs for an accounting firm which would warrant your services?
There's two main camps. There's the camp where they kind of go, right, we want to grow as a business. And we know that doesn't just come from referrals, because if you just rely on referrals, you're going to wither on the vine. And that comes from proactive firms who have partners or have senior members in their team who understand that. And that probably isn't a traditional accountant view. It's right, let's get out there and push. It is uncomfortable, but actually, if we can talk about our expertise in the marketplace and we can help people, then we can win that business. The other camp is practices who approach us because they are struggling to both maintain what they've got and, you know, they need to grow. So it might be that the partners are looking to retire and they need to increase. It might be that they've had a tricky couple of years. It might be that because of COVID, they've lost some of their client base, which is something we are hearing at the moment, that some client bases have shrunk. That may be because the companies are no longer there, or it may be because they've actually been poached by the competitors.
From my experience in business development, it's either done, leads are generated by the marketing team and then handed over, or done by some of the senior partners that have been there a while and built a network, or the firm have a culture where they make it everyone's job to open up conversations and create opportunities.
That's a loaded question. There's different practices, different approaches, exactly like you just said. The most common is, sadly, a partner wants to grow the business and they've employed a marketing team, but they dictate to the marketing team how to do the marketer's job. Right. The marketers are frustrated. It doesn't really work. The marketer then moves on or is stuck in a firm where they're dictated to how to do a marketing role by someone that isn't a marketing expert. Mm. Then there are the firms that are very forward-thinking. They engage and they employ marketing teams to go and generate leads through businesses such as Novus and other marketing firms out there. And they have a very hands-off approach. They expect the marketing team to generate leads for them that are going to close a new business. And they don't really mind how that's done as long as it represents a company in a professional way.
So when you look at the accounting firms that want to grow in today's competitive world, what are the biggest challenges they're facing? You mentioned one earlier that they rely on referrals. You don't know when those referrals are going to land. What are the challenges do you see firms facing that want to grow?
The challenges that they're going to face is the fact that they don't know how good they are. They don't understand the benefits they can give their clients and their prospects. they're too scared to shout and share advice and give advice, that's going to make them win work. Or the other side is they don't want to give anything away for free, and therefore they won't win any business because you can't really demonstrate what you do. In terms of the challenges is understanding that, look, referrals are always going to be there, and they're great because they're free. They come from a trusted source, but you can't build a business successfully just on referrals. You have to be looking at other marketing activity, and it could be telemarketing, could be email marketing, could be social. It should be a jigsaw of lots of different marketing and sales activity, which then goes into a pipeline and actually go to people that need your help. So that's identifying sectors, geographic areas, people, job roles, size of business who actually need your help.
And I know you've got people out nervous that have been in the accounting game a long time. Do you feel there's any aspect of the accounting sector that hasn't evolved perhaps as quickly as it should have?
Attitude, I think, for me.
That's a big one.
There are a lot of very good firms out there, and there are a lot of very good advisory services and offerings, as well as the compliance that is now out there. But the attitude of the accountant, if they haven't got the right attitude to want to grow, it won't happen. To actually start offering true advisory, to start taking compliance as a given, because these days it's expected. So it's moving to the next level. And if your attitude is, well, that's not what happened, you'll be left behind.
And COVID, we've seen certainly, has separated the wheat from the chaff, the good from the great. Some accounting firms have come through very well from COVID. Some have struggled a little bit. What do you see that's really working for accounting firms, and where are the best opportunities lying for them for growth?
COVID's been a really interesting time, and we've definitely seen some changes in the market. And the biggest thing is they're not looking after their clients. People are moving around. Now, from a COVID point of view, that's because people haven't felt loved, they haven't felt hugged, or they need a fresh set of eyes on it. If I was an accounting practice, I'd be really hugging my clients, really showing them value. Doesn't mean giving them things for free, but it means making sure you're actually servicing them the way that they thought and you thought they should be serviced.
I suppose with generating new leads, they would reach out to you either because they don't have the skills in-house to generate those leads.
Yeah, I think that's completely fair. I think that the two reasons people use us is because either they haven't got the skill set and they recognize that, because people think it's just picking up the phone and having a conversation. There's a lot more to that.
What actually is involved there?
There's three aspects to make a telemarketing campaign successful. It's good, relevant, targeted, up-to-date data. Second point is a strong, meaningful hook. So why does someone want to meet you for a cup of coffee? What's in it for the prospect? And thirdly, is make sure you've got the right person on the phone. Because with the greatest respect to certain people and certain companies, you've got to have someone on the phone that can speak with some gravitas at a peer-to-peer level with senior directors and C-suite contacts.
How important is it once you generate the leads and the meetings, the openings for an accounting firm, that they have the skills, the capacity to follow up those leads, get the meetings and turn that into real business?
You're completely right. And it leads on to pipeline and a process. We get the appointments, you know, the partners or directors will run those appointments and meetings that we book. And that's actually where tech can come into it as well. Is the right CRM there to make sure they've got the resource they need to track that prospect to a closed win? And equally, people need to understand it doesn't just happen overnight. And having a process in place from lead, prospect, appointment, warm to close, you've got to have that process in place.
And presumably those accountants, when they get into that meeting, they've got to have decent selling skills. They've got to be able to guide that conversation, to ask the right questions, to analyze the right answers.
Yeah, and that's where we work with our clients to make sure that we provide them the information and detail they need about the appointment. So when they turn up to the appointment, they're not talking about the weather. They're talking about a particular pain point or point of interest that the prospect has, which, by the way, means that the marketing team that we deal with or the partners we deal with for our clients can make sure that the right person attends.
Could that be a Zoom room, or does that have to be face-to-face in your eyes?
Pre-COVID, the majority, almost exclusively, what we did was face-to-face. Yeah. So when the pandemic hit and the lockdown happened, there were a few worries, I think, at our end as to, right, we need to adapt quite quickly, because it does look like face-to-face has now started to creep back into play. But videos is now, you know, as good as face-to-face in terms of an initial conversation. Face-to-face is always going to be better because you've always got that real-life contact. Video is a great second. When we're giving options on the phone, would they prefer to have a face-to-face or a video? The default still is video. I think that comes from actually we can get what we need from an initial phone call on a video.
Is there anything that frustrates you about your job or the accounting profession generally?
I think this isn't going to be a surprise to you. I think it's the overriding feeling still that sales is deemed as a bit of a spit word, a bit of a dirty word out there. And it's trying to educate people to be blue in the face that sales isn't bad. If you can have a proposition as an accounting practice where you can genuinely help prospects, you're not selling to them, you're helping them. I understand telemarketing someone has a bad tag associated with it, but if you do it properly and professionally and you really drill down with your client how you can help the prospect market and how you can make their life better and easier and what you do with your clients and why they like you, and you can shout about it, you're not selling at that stage, you're helping people. And I think that there's still a real lack of understanding out there within the accounting market that sales doesn't mean we're knocking your doors and selling you double glazing. There's a big difference in that world.
If people like the sound of your message, they want to investigate the idea of bringing in some extra capacity and skills to reach out, generate more leads for the firm, what's a good way for them to reach you?
Probably the website in the first instance, which is novus-bc.com. All the details are on there and our contact us page, and that will come through to the team, and I'll make sure, mention Rob, and I'll make sure I'll give you a ring straight away and have a chat.
Well, Henry, what a love of Novus Business Communications. That's been terrific. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Rob.
It's been a lot of talk recently, Martin, about Docket being acquired by Iris. They've got some super big plans and we are proud to have them as a partner of the show. What's going on over there?
Well, Docket, if you don't already know, is document management, workflow and portal solutions for accounting and tax professionals. They have a demo waiting for you. They have a webinar waiting for you. They have an entire explanation, really, the whole suite available to you. So where do you go? It's dead simple. You go to docket.com, that's docit.com, where you can do any of those things right from their homepage. That's docket.com, docit.com.
Yep, and what I love about their software, it integrates with all the tax, accounting, audit, engagement, and all the other software applications. It's just so sweet to use. So docket.com, go to it.